Ernest, what's up? Look, I want to put you onto something that's been making waves in the personal finance world. If you've been relying on Mint to manage your finances, I got some news that might startle you at first. Mint is no more. But hold on, because every cloud has its silver lining, and in this case, that lining is Monarch Money. For those of us searching for a robust, user-friendly alternative, Monarch Money is stepping up to the plate. And from personal experience, it's hitting a home run. Let's get personal for a moment. Managing finances can be a maze of confusion, stress, and time consumption. Believe me, I've been there, jumping from one finance app to another, hoping to find that one platform that simplifies everything. Then came Monarch Money. Its ease of use, powerful features, and sleek design transformed my approach to managing finances. What truly sets Monarch apart for me, though, is its collaboration feature. With money being a top Discord trigger for many couples, the ability to seamlessly manage finances with my wife has been a game changer. No extra costs, just shared goals and clarity. But Monarch isn't just about managing your current finances, it's about building your future. Saving for that dream house, your wedding, or a once-in-a-lifetime vacation becomes not just a possibility, but a reality with Monarch's intuitive tools. It's no wonder the Wall Street Journal held it as the best app for savings growth. Monarch Money represents the next evolution in personal finance apps. It's an ad-free haven where your experience is the priority, constantly refined based on real user feedback. It's everything we've been asking for: intuitive, powerful, and relentlessly focused on user satisfaction. Now, for a bit more practicality, Monarch makes transitioning from Mint a breeze, ensuring you can bring all your tags and categories with you. Its intuitive design, customization options, and commitment to privacy and an ad-free experience make it stand out in the sea of competitors. Look, after trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/leisure. That's MONARCHMONEY.com/leisure for your extended 30-day free trial. This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. Ernest, what's up? Look, today I want to talk to you about something that's been on my mind, a real weight on my shoulders. You know, we all have these moments, big or small, that just stick with us. When we don't talk about these things, then they can start to affect our lives in unexpected ways. That's why having a space to express these feelings is so important. I know firsthand the benefits of therapy. It's been transformative for my friends and family. Therapy can help you learn crucial skills like setting boundaries and developing coping strategies. It's not just about dealing with major events. It's also about enhancing your day-to-day life, allowing you to become the best version of yourself. So if you've been thinking about therapy, BetterHelp can be a great option for you. It's entirely online, which makes it super convenient and adaptable to your busy schedule. You start by filling out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can even switch therapists at any time if you feel the need without any additional cost. So get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/earnyourleisure today to get 10% off your first month. Remember, that's BetterHelp, HELP.com/earnyourleisure. Don't wait. Don't hesitate. Head over there now.
Nearly 20 countries want to join BRICS.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So
all white BRICS. That's good.
Shout out to Jeezy. Who will be performing at InvestFest, ladies and gentlemen. Get your tickets. So, how do we feel about this? BRICS, I believe, is Brazil, Russia,
India,
China, and South Africa.
Yeah.
Right? And now 20 other companies want to
countries want to
join the party. Who are those countries? Do you know?
Homework assignment right now, what you guys are putting in chat.
I'll start rambling more as you go.
Who are some of these countries that want to join the alliance? They're smaller countries, but there's a difference between conspiracy theory and geopolitical fact. So when we're looking at investments, my number one thing is not to understand what the upside is for a stock or investment first, is to know all the risks that come with it that could absolutely destroy it. Like, I used to never want to hear defense wins championships, and then once you get into investing and trading and business, you realize defense is everything. That leads to all the points. So I'm trying to construct, like, what could damage America's economy the most. And if this alliance gets big enough, it can, once again, it could take 20 or 30 years for this to fully play out. If we get another presidential candidate that has a little better relationship with some of these countries, maybe some of these things can be slowed down. But this is a force that we have to deal with. When we're looking at big macro events and black swan events, because black swan events are things that you never plan for.
Mm-hmm.
You have to plan for the unthinkable. Like, I ask everyone, like, who's trading on discount on brokerages on futures. Normally, the contracts are $15,000. On NinjaTrader, you can get it for $500. What happens if Thinkorswim or TD buys all the discount brokers and you can't trade for discount prices anymore? What are you going to do? Probably will never happen. We have to factor it in.
Yeah.
Like, if YouTube gets mad and say, hey, we don't want you putting out any financial content. We got to go to Rumble or somewhere. Got to go to Viacom.
We on Kick.
Hey, for real. You gave $100 million, boy.
$100 million.
So you have to always do disaster preparation. And this is the worst case scenario. Like I said, it may take 20 or 30 years for it to happen. But when you have 20 smaller countries that are willing to get into this alliance along with Russia, India, Brazil together, and now, like we talked about last week, like now Xi Jinping and Bill Gates are now hanging out while he's making genetically modified mosquitoes to cure malaria. Like, what the hell is going on? Like, you have to wonder, why are they meeting at this time and then publicly taking a photo together?
Yeah, there are a few countries that have applied to join BRICS. We got Algeria, Argentina, Egypt, Iran, Mexico. Mexico, right?
Yo no sé.
Yeah. Saudi Arabia. And we talked about the Saudis.
Mm-hmm.
Turkey, and it says a number of other African countries.
Yeah, well, Saudi Arabia, definitely, that's the first round draft pick. sure.
What they say, legacy, talent, life, once in a lifetime draft pick? Jesus.
Yeah, Saudi Arabia for sure. Mexico is interesting as well.
Mm-hmm. Especially with the China relationship.
What's the other country, sir?
We have Algeria, Argentina, Egypt, Iran, Mexico, Saudi Arabia, Turkey.
Iran's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Turkey is a...
I feel like Iran was knocking at the door as soon as they heard this.
Well, you look at BRICS, so, you know, it's concerning for America for sure. So Brazil, the largest country in South America.
Yes.
With the biggest economy in South America, or the continent of South America. Then you have India, which is the largest country in Asia. And the second highest population, soon to be the highest population of people in the world.
In the world, yeah.
You have China, which is the highest population of people in the world, the second largest economy in the world. Actually, China is the biggest country in Asia. So you have the two biggest countries in Asia, China and India. South Africa, which is the largest economy
for sure, yeah,
in Africa.
Mm-hmm.
And then you just throw in Russia.
And Egypt, who isn't even want to be considered African.
So that
Iran.
So that really is just isolating every Europe and America is isolating everything outside of that. Mm-hmm. Especially then, even if Mexico wants to be involved in it, that's North America.
Yeah.
So it's really just saying, okay, the United States and Europe, we just gonna work around you and isolate you guys.
They're building an international dream team against us. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, basically.
basically. We're coaching this one.
We're not even participating in the draft.
Oh, man.
It's like, all over the league.
If we got a call from YouTube and they're like, hey, Brazil, Russia, India, China are all upset at you guys, and they're going to wait, what will we do? Pray. See?
Who's your first call? What country is your first call?
I'm calling God. Dear Heavenly Father, Jesus of Nazareth, please tell me, Lord. Please forgive me for my sins. I'm going to be better. I don't know. I wouldn't know what to do. That's why you have to be very careful in your geopolitical policies on how you treat others. And also, the left and right fighting so much has taken our eyes off what the real goal is and who the real enemies are. When you wage war like this for 50 years, left and right really is attached to the same bird. It's like WWE, like Macho Man and Hulk Hogan may be mad at each other on screen. Behind the scenes, Vince McMahon is like really winning. We took our eyes off who the real enemies were, and as a result, we are paying for it.
Remember they fought over Elizabeth?
Oh yeah,
that was a real situation.
That was tough.
That was a real situation.
Yeah,
I'm just thinking from a standpoint of allies, right? Like, if you break it down from a continental standpoint, like Shadi just did, the U.S. obviously Europe is still in play, but who are the countries? Is it the U.K.? It's Germany. Who else are you calling?
Switzerland.
They're gonna remain
Austria,
neutral.
Yeah.
France,
right? Yeah. Like,
I mean, the European Union of Germany, France, the United Kingdom for sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Japan has been an ally. Yeah.
After that,
you gotta start calling him Putin. Baby, I'm sorry. Please forgive me. You gotta do that breakup speech.
Keep Canada involved.
I'm so sorry that we've acted this way. What can we do to fix this?
You keep Canada. Let's say we'll get Canada, but I don't know.
Yeah. And we're not fear-mongering, but if you don't think that Dave Rubenstein and Bill Gurley are not thinking about this in real time, like, if our markets got turned upside down over COVID and over a correction because we are in an earnings recession, what do you think the impact could? You have to plan.
It's less than fear mongering, right? Yeah. When we look at, and maybe people don't pay attention to, about the executives that leave from the White House, the Treasury Secretary, the Secretary of Defense, they're going to China. They've been in China over the past 2 months.
Absolutely.
They've taken trips there. Despite the balloon scandal and despite the planes that are flying near them while they're like hovering over Taiwan, they're still going because they know how important this is.
Absolutely.
I think we really need to figure out, like, this is a real situation. We need to take heed to, like, the level of importance of it.
Absolutely. I mean, this is so important and so big that they are announcing that UFOs are real and no one cares.
You saw that?
Shout to Billy Carson.
You saw that?
Yes.
I looked at the video 5 times. I couldn't find anything.
Me either.
Okay. They said the tractor.
The crop circle?
Yeah. I looked at the tractor.
I've seen the signs too many times. Anybody can do that. 3D printed on your grass. But other life is out there.
10 feet tall.
Yes. Maybe we can call the aliens for some backup. We need some help.
Yeah. The Monstars.
It's needed bad. And a special Space Jam juice. Real bad.
That is a fact. Yeah. Well, monitor the situation.
My graduates from my school being Forbes. Bag drop.
Bag drop.
A mic drop. Bag drop.
Bag drop.